Sitter Snippets is back. Sitter Snippets is looking for a sponsor. If you'd like to sponsor in memory, in honor of someone, please be in touch with Lee, leeatbrsonline.org. It's mentioned each time we learn together different parts of the Sitter. It's included in the literature, the text, and the correspondence as well. And so if you're interested in finding out more about the sponsorship, please contact Lee, L-E-E, at brsonline.org. We are concluding the first paragraph of Kriya Shema. Ukshartam lo'os al yadecha v'hayula totafos bein einecha. Shema tells us of the obligation, the mitzvah, to bind them for a sign on our hand and to place them as totafos. Totafos, Chazal the Gemara tells us, is one of those words. We don't know literally what it means. It's one of the pieces of evidence, the belief in the Mesorah, that we have a transmission of a tradition of what things mean. There are several examples in the Torah. For example, Torah says you can't eat an animal unless it was shechted. You need shechita, otherwise it's a nevela. It's forbidden. If the animal meets its maker in any way other than a proper slaughter, there are five specific criteria or rules to be a kosher shechita. Where do we know them from? Where do we see the idea of what shechita is? It is a tradition that was transmitted orally and in a sense is evidence or reinforces the notion of the oral Torah and the transmission within Rabbinic Judaism, the Torah community. Totafos is one such example. How do we know what totafos are that we wear? And specifically, where do they wear them? Bein einecha, a group of Karaites, sometimes in some minyanim, even those who are not Karaites can look like them if their tefillin are too loose. If you look around some minyanim, the tefillin slip down. Some of us are still in denial of where our hairline used to be, where it is now, how much hair used to be underneath the tefillin, how little there is now. So if the tefillin are literally between your eyes, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of tefillin. In fact, probably the last program we had before Corona struck was a group of sofrim came in one Sunday, you may remember, and dozens, hundreds of people, tefillin was adjusted and checked. It was an amazing, amazing thing. So what is Bein Einecha does not literally mean between the eyes. What are Totafos? We have a tradition what it means. So the Pasuk is very significant because the Pasuk is the evidence of the legitimacy or validity of the importance of living within the oral tradition and the Torah community. What does this have to do with the rest of the theme of Shema? Until now we've been talking about V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. We've been talking about the Jewish definition of love, and we spent a lot of time defining and translating what love is. For the Rambam, love is knowledge. To know God is to love God. For others, it's to be loved by God. When you feel Hashem's love, you'll want to reciprocate and love Him back. For others, it was doing mitzvos. Love is not an adjective. Love is a verb. Don't love me in an emotion. Love me by doing for me. And Hashem feels the same way. The love are the litany of mitzvos in the after that follows. So Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tfut, in Shari Tshuva, in Chelek Gimel, in Chav Beis, Rabbeinu Yonah writes that tefillin and mezuzah are specifically out of Taryag mitzvahs, out of the 613, these are two that were plucked. These are the two mitzvahs that are identified and isolated and are taught to us in this context. Why? Because at the core of tefillin and mezuzah is the same theme of V'ahavta, of Shema, namely, Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim. Shema is about submission and surrender to Hashem. We're not in control. We're not in charge. He doesn't work for us. We work for Him. Kabbalas al Malchus Shemayim. I submit, I surrender to you. I'll take initiative, I do my all, I try my best, but in the end of the day, Hashem, it's all about you. What are the symbols, the icons, what are the stimulus that remind us what that we work for Him? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, tefillin and mezuzah. Tefillin and mezuzah at their core are Kabbalas al Malchus Shemayim. And that's why they're included in the first paragraph. To expand on that, it's not just Kabbalas al Malchus Shemayim. Another common denominator, Tzara Shavah, of tefillin and mezuzah, is that they're both about memory and they're both about mindfulness. Both of them are there to promote and to encourage, not mindlessly coasting through life, momentum propelling and carrying us, but having a mindful experience, being present in the moment, the memory, remembering what matters and what is important. Rav Hirsch writes in his commentary on the Siddur, he says, tefillin and mezuzah reflect our obligation to bind ourselves to Him, to surrender to Him. We bind our hands, the tefillin are on the arm, opposite the heart, on the head, opposite the brain. We're binding ourselves to Him. My imagery, when I put on tefillin, not every day, it's not easy to remember every day. It's helpful if you're not catching up and rushing and so on. But my imagery of the tefillin are two satellite dishes, trying to pick up the signal, trying to connect, trying to draw down what are the messages and what is the mindfulness and what are the values and what are the virtues, what are we trying to believe? So when we bind ourselves, we put on that tefillin on the head and we bind ourselves with that tefillin on the arm, we are attaching ourselves, almost literally attaching our heart and our head to Hashem, to Hashem. And Rav Hirsch says very beautifully, that's why it says, Beineinecha, Beineinecha. Why? Even though we don't wear the tefillin of the head, Beineinecha, literally between our eyes, we'll talk more about, we wear our tefillin where our hairline once was, the edge of the tefillin are behind that hairline, it means where do we place it from side to side, straight between our eyes. So if it's the case, it's further back, why didn't the Torah specify that? Why didn't the Torah express that more effectively? So the first says something so beautiful. He says, what is the image of between your eyes? What sits between your eyes and the bridge of your nose? If you're wearing a pair of glasses, if you're wearing glasses, the bridge of the glasses or the connector of the glasses sits on your nose in order to hold up the glasses. The tefillin are supposed to be the filter, the glasses through which we view the world. The messages in the tefillin, the parashios we'll discuss that are in the tefillin, the values that are in the tefillin. We put those tefillin on in the morning, and when we adjust them, a little mirror, could use the reflection on the machitza, whether you use a friend, we could pair off. However you're making sure your tefillin are straight, when we adjust them to make sure they're between our eyes, the image we should have, Bein Einecha, is it is through the tefillin I view and interpret and receive the world. It's how I'm going to read the news of what happened overnight. It's how I'm going to enter every business negotiation. It's how I'm going to enter my home and the conversations and the relationships with my family. Totafos Bein Einecha. These are the values that are forever between my eyes because they are the vision of how I see.